Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Yes, it's hump day, and you know what? I hope you get used to it because we love that. Good morning, everybody. It's hump day. It's Wednesday. It's the night of March. It's 6 after 7 here.
It's the night of what?
It's the 9th of March.
Oh, the 9th of March. Okay.
Yeah, phone lines here, 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We are streaming out there, and people are reading the chat room. Good morning, Jarhead.
Good morning, everybody.
And Sungold, good morning there. So how are y'all doing, and how are you doing?
I'm great. I just slid right in. You know, I have to have my...
I tell you what, it was kind of like...
The thought was, I'm a slave to coffee. I was thinking to myself, you know, I have to stop. It's like a little routine. Just came right in. Anyway, good morning, everybody. 47 degrees. I think that's so funny about the hump day because you're like this, if you don't get your hump day song, it's the whole rote thing.
You know what? Who's the one that just giggles and rolls, you know, just thinks it's just a
funny?
It's you.
It is, but I think it's adorable. Okay. Bob rolls his eyes like, God, but if the boss has got to have it.
You know,
two lumps of sugar.
Bob puts up with me. That's okay. You know, this is, you know, it's a symbiotic relationship we have here.
We have a lot to cover this morning, but first of all, let's talk about the weather. Yes, it's raining outside all day today with our highs about 55, lows tonight at 49. Heavy rain tomorrow. Thursday calls for heavy rain. Love it. With our highs of 59 and heavy rain continuing on through Thursday night. Friday, again, heavy rain. Bob, I hope you do the lake levels because this is going to be exciting here.
He has it, but let's wait till you finish.
All right.
And then we will do, if we have a drum roll, we could do the lake
Saturday's levels. Rain, then it says the rain could be heavy at times. And then Saturday night, rain again. So as we go through rain,
it's
cloudy.
Going to be rain?
Yeah, I'm just going through like Monday. The title is rain. So until Monday night, it has this chance of shower. So weather's brought to you by Shouts to Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Hey, I'll tell you, I've been putting on the heater on lately, too, to take the chill out of the air. Locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 335-3793. Give them a call. What are you looking at when you like that?
I just think it's cute. Hey, okay, hey, Bob, you're sitting there with, by the way, great haircut.
Yeah, he's
dude,
got his
great
yes,
haircut.
Yes, I went down, got right into the chair down there at Cypress Square.
Oh, you must have hit right at the right time.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Two chairs were waiting. I had to figure out who I was going to disappoint.
Oh, well, you know, it's true. You know, I mean, do you ever feel that way when you go into a barber and it's your turn and there's two of them there and you go, oh, because, I mean, you know these guys. I mean, you've been going to them for years and you go, well, I mean, does it hurt their feelings if you go to D.C. instead of Tim? Or, I mean, I always go to D.C. because he and I chit-chat about a lot of stuff.
I answered
Tim
a lot of
Tim gives great haircuts.
Questions.
So does Logan.
And Logan, it was D.C. and Logan who were open. And I'm going, okay, which way are we?
That's really unusual because the other day I went in there, it took me, you know, I was waiting for like, an hour from the time I got there to the time I got out was like an hour, but it was okay because you know everybody sits around and talks, chats. Okay, lake level.
Well, as of last night, the lake stood at just shy of 1,012 feet above sea level at the surface. That's how we measure lakes around here. That's an overnight gain of 50,000, about 51,000 acre feet. Now, every acre feet is 320,000 gallons of water. I leave the math to smart folks. They've throttled back releases from the dam to 975 cubic feet a second. Bottom line being we are 56 feet from the top.
Well, I tell you what, after this week, this weekend...
Be within 20 feet.
Yeah, I'm thinking that, if it comes through that much. And as you pointed out, aptly pointed out, that when it's wider at the top, so it takes more to fill it up, too. Okay, good morning, everybody. Hey, the chief of police is going to be on today?
That's great. We have. I'm looking forward to seeing him and hearing what's going on. Hey, Super Tuesday was last night. One of the Super Tuesdays.
It was kind of a mini Super Tuesday.
Well, they're watching it. In fact, in the headlines today, what was it about? People are upset.
Hillary.
When it came to their accepted to their victory speeches in those states, the Twitters noticed that they were they gave the attention to Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton.
Well, anyway, but here's the thing about in Michigan, Bernie burnt Hillary. As even after the last weekend, he was 25 points behind. Everybody's saying he doesn't have a chance. He's 20, 25 points behind. He wins. He wins Michigan. And one of the reasons he won Michigan is he's hammering on Clinton on these trade deals. She's standing up for Obama and these trade deals they made in all these jobs in Michigan. The Rust Belt, as they call it, and these all the factories and the jobs have moved out because of all these great overseas tax reliefs they've been giving these businesses, and Hillary has just got slammed in Michigan. And this is Trump, and this is Trump's message: I will bring industry back to Michigan. I will bring the factories back. It resonates with people. And down in Mississippi, she has the African American vote. She has that vote, which pushes her up. Trump wins there. Cruz wins Idaho. And Idaho doesn't have a lot of delegates, but Cruz wins Idaho. And that's, you know, that's not, you know, they're a conservative state, a real conservative state. So, you know, I see where Cruz appeals to them. Meanwhile, Kasich finishes, I think, third in Michigan. Rubio gets nothing. Rubio has got nothing. He's pinning everything on Florida. And even if he won Florida, it means he's only won Minnesota and Florida. And it's a winner-take-all state. Now, when they start getting these winner-take-all states, you start accumulating a lot more a lot more votes for for the nomination. But I don't know. I think that, you know, there's still, if Rubio, I think Rubio's going to fold his tent. And he might throw all of his support behind
Cruz.
He might do that.
And Sanders upset Clinton in Michigan.
Yeah, I mean, this was a huge upset in Michigan. She was, like I said, leading by 25 points earlier this week or over the weekend. So the polls must have been wrong, or something happened that the people just said, you know what? Bernie says that he's going to fight these trade deals. Clinton didn't say she would, so we're going to go for Bernie because we need jobs. And that, you know what? That has become the mantra of the electorate. We need a change. We need jobs. We need somebody to look out after the middle class. And I, you know, even though you're talking about a billionaire named Trump, he's hitting the right chords by saying we're going to bring industry back. We're going to bring business back. I'm a businessman. I know how we can bring it back. Where the others, you know, and Bernie is saying, I'm just going to stop all those trade deals because they're wrong for the workers. You know, he wants the workers to unite in socialism.
Well, he believes in universal health care, yeah.
Well, he believes in he's a socialist.
Yeah,
well, it's not just universal health care. He wants free college. He wants free everything. And he wants to do it on the backs of the taxpayers. But I tell you what, you know, only 50% of the people in this country pay taxes. It's kind of like the idea of giving away free housing for five people that have got a drug problem and just say, here's your house for the rest of your life. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to get better. You don't have to try and put some skin in the game by trying to reform. Here's your house for the rest of your life. And that's, you know, unfortunately, that was the plan that Utah uses. Mm-hmm. Now, it doesn't mean that they don't help other people, and 10% of the help goes on and for better lives, but 50% of them don't. 50% of those people live for life, chronically homeless, in taxpayer-funded homes, with taxpayer-funded food, with taxpayer-funded medical care, and they don't have to do anything.
I would submit a slightly different spin on this, that it's something even deeper than that. This is the first election in which the uber-connected millennials have, in fact, become a force. And they are looking, what was the initial offering? Another Clinton or another Bush was the initial offering. And I believe that the millennials said, we, you know, this isn't working. And the people in the in the baby boomers and the Generation Xers also said, this ain't going to work. It didn't work before. Why would we do it again? So there's a repudiation of establishment party politics. Unfortunately, we went from centerline out to the fringes on both sides.
Well, I'm not sure that Trump is a fringe. I don't. I'm not positive that, you know, people say, "Oh, the fringe." I'm not sure that's true. I think Trump is appealing to so many people who are angry at the government, and there's many people who are angry, and they just see the elite getting away with things. Hillary is getting away with this server thing,
and Bill
getting away with the, you know, lying to Congress, lying under oath that put other people, that found other people guilty. You know, when they throw out the fact, oh, you know, this guy was found guilty because he lied under oath about whether he did this. Well, so did Bill Clinton. He lied under oath, yet nothing happened to him. Okay, hey, let's move on. We got to take a quick break. It's 7:17 here in the morning, and I want to remind everybody the Electrician's Ball is this Friday, March 11th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel. You have a great dinner. Wine by Mosley Family Cellars. And, of course, the Linda Bott Jazz Ensemble will be there.
Jaws.
The Jazz Ensemble. It's like jazz, except it's Jaws.
Okay.
Craftsman's Art Auction. All types of talented local artists and craftsmen have things out there for auction. Executive Chef Kim Miller, it will be there. And it's presented by the Shasta Builders Exchange. You don't have to be an electrician. You don't even have to know how to turn on a light. You just have to come on out and have a great time. And you give them a call at 221-5556 for tickets. It's $50 per person, but this goes into a fund so we can get people trained in the trades. 25% of the people go to college. What do the other 75% do? They should get into trades so that we will always have those electricians and construction guys and plumbers, all those people. And these are the trades. Electrician's Ball this week. Give them a call, 221-5556. Come on and have a great time with us. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:18 in the morning, right here at KCNR 1460. 47 degrees out there and raining, going up to a very, very warm 55 today with a low of 49 tonight. We'll be right back.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, this is Sue Blake from Powerhouse Solar. Well, like most people, you are probably considering how you're going to reduce your household expenses and make those dollars stretch a little further. At Powerhouse Solar, we specialize in helping people find peace in the chaos. By lowering their electric bills through solar energy, we put them back in control and help them save money. We design solar systems that lower your energy bills, give you a manageable monthly payment you can count on, and avoid the electric rate increases. If you want energy independence with a battery backup system, we do that too. Getting solar installed on your home or business is a smart way to combat rising energy bills, and choosing the superior quality of SunPower Solar is equally important. Powerhouse Solar, we're a premier dealer for SunPower. We choose to partner with SunPower because they are the strongest American solar manufacturing company with the best warranty and the most efficient solar panel in the world. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or learn more at powerhousesolar.com.
Save the date, May 20th. Chicks and Chaps is right around the corner. Deadline for purchasing tickets is May 1st. Only 100 tickets will be sold, and the tickets are selling fast. Chicks and Chaps and the Reading Rodeo Association Auxiliary are holding their 5th annual Breast Cancer Awareness Fundraiser. There will be awesome raffle prizes, a one-of-a-kind buckle from Montana Silversmith, great food by Mary's Pizza, fun and informative guest speakers, including a breast cancer survivor. The proceeds from our event benefit Mercy Foundation North and NorCal Think Pink. Special thank you to Sierra Pacific Foundation, Cinerama, and Dutch Bros. Purchase your tickets now only online before they sell out at www.chicksandchapsreading.com. Chicks and Chaps, May 20th. This is my fight.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Butt. Good morning. It's Wednesday, the 9th of March, 722 after the hour. Well, it wouldn't be after the hour. It's 22 minutes after 7. Or it's 22 minutes after the hour of 7. 47 degrees out there. It's raining. It's going to be raining for the next few days. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our friends over there. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Hey, the fifth producer, or the fifth Beatle, as they call him, George Martin, has passed away. And so, Bob, we should look up, as we bump out on our next break, come up with some of the older Beatles songs, because he was the one that helped them create their sound.
That's right.
Was
Sir
a really
George.
Big deal. Sir George.
And Sir Ringo is the one that gave the notice that he had passed away.
Oh, boy.
Let's go to the phones. Coach Bob.
Good morning, Colonel. Linda.
Good morning.
How are you doing,
What's
sir?
On your mind?
Oh, sinus issues are kicking my tail.
Oh,
but
boy.
Other than that, that makes singing this morning real tough. But we'll get by. I'll do things like, here comes Peter Cottontail. It's about that time of year. So.
You can always play the kazoo with your nose.
Just keep the rhythm
going. Yeah, that's it. Hey, I got a comment. Something you said just before you broke there for a commercial. Something did happen to Bill Clinton for lying under oath. He was impeached. Unfortunately, or fortunately, he wasn't removed from office. And I file that under careful what you wish for, because if he had been removed, you know who would have stepped up to the presidency.
Al Gore.
And equally as scary, mm-hmm. if not more so.
You know, that's true. He was impeached, however, I think later on he also lost his ability to practice law. In
that
Arkansas.
Is correct.
Yeah,
that is correct.
You know, so you can't say anything.
Actually, I think both of them have.
Well, I think you're right. I don't think Hillary can practice law anymore.
I think. And that's just as well. I mean, looking back on how well she did it to begin with, there's a lot of issues there going back to Watergate since. But I got a prediction for you, and I'll let you go. That is, if Hillary is elected, I suspect that the Clinton crime family will become the first duo to ever hold the presidency and both get impeached, because the woman can't do anything without skirting the law, breaking rules. It's how she's wired. It's just what she does.
I guess that could be, but you know what? I'm watching. You know, it's the thing is it's got to be such. I mean, you've got to catch her with the server in her hand, handing a secret to an Iraqi or an Al Qaeda operative. I mean, you've got to have a photo. No, you can't even have a photo. You've got to have 12 witnesses that saw her hand this piece of paper that's got top secret, special access program paper to a Al Qaeda operative. You know, and they've got to be able to, you know, right there. That's the only way they're going to get her.
That will probably be how high the bar has to be raised.
No, that's what I mean.
Under the current situation we have.
Yeah, you know, it's, you know,
you're
people,
probably right.
Yeah, well, people say, you know, I've just read a pretty good article about her, and the server says, you know, what she did was absolutely wrong. She should have never done this. However, this is why she won't get indicted. They're going to have to prove that she willfully did it. And then, you know, the part about, well, you know, she did say take off the caveats, so she, you know, off the classified material so she could get it sent to her. And he said, but there was no evidence that it was ever sent to her. Yep, there's no evidence that it wasn't sent to her either, because they destroy those kind of, you know, those emails, so many emails.
Right.
But they're saying is that, you know, it's got to be you know, if it reaches that egregious or if it reaches that one level, they're saying the difference between Petraeus and her is that he said to the woman and used these words, "You're classified material in here," you know, blah, 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 and gave it to her and knew it was classified. They're saying is that she can, you know, as much as she maybe should have known about it, that there's nothing to show that she, you know, that she mishandled it on purpose, even though that everybody knows that she did. You've got to be able to prove it in a court of law. And that, my friend, as you know, could take a long time. But at least it could do as a little indictment and then let her, you know what I mean, let it go off for a couple of years.
Yeah, how do you, let her wiggle.
Yeah, how does it, like they did Petraeus, you know what I mean? So how do you, how do you run for office if you've been indicted? But you know what? I don't see the Obama administration doing that. However, you never can tell. Maybe Joe Biden is just standing there, and the indictment an indictment comes down right before the nomination.
Yeah.
You know.
I know.
These little webs.
Well, I'll leave you guys with that on this rainy day. I'm going to go set up a band and entertain a bunch of folks.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your gift.
Yep.
Okay.
You're more than welcome.
Thank you, Coach.
Get him. Bye bye.
Get them. Go get them.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Properties by Merit and John Scaife. He is a expert when it comes to not only commercial real estate, but also residential. He's got all the experience there to help you find your home or find that property, that business property that you want to make a success of. He negotiates the very best price for his clients. That's what his strong point is. Check out his website on pbmerit.com or give him a call at 338-2112. Properties by Merit and John Scaife. Okay. Hey, you said you were showing a drone, did you say? Was heading back. Was using okay. We'll get to that one later. We flip back to this one. The Supreme Court of the United States is getting ready to rule on this very, very, very important act, the DREAM Act. If you remember, Texas, several months ago, said that, hey, the DREAM Act is unconstitutional. It's unconstitutional because what the president has done is abrogated his responsibilities to enforce the law. And the United States, when they were fighting it, the Attorney General's office said, hey, wait a minute, the president can say, you know, what he wants to do, that immigration is the federal decision, not the states. And the state says that may be, but what he's doing is refusing to enforce the immigration laws. Well, the Fifth Circuit's court agreed with them and put the DREAM Act on hold. Well, it's making its way up to the Supreme Court, and here's what's going on. It's 4-4. You're not going to have Scalia there because, as you know, he's passed away. So it's 4-4, and if neither one of the two other judges, like, you know, if Roberts doesn't bend, that then it could be a 4-4 decision. That if that's the case, the Fifth Circuit Court's decision stands until it's brought up again when there's nine justices sitting on the court, which means the DREAM Act is finished. If it goes 4-4. So, DREAM Act at least is put on hold for the remainder of Obama's presidency. And once the next, if it's a Republican that's elected afterwards, the DREAM Act ends. People will just start, they'll start following the law of the land. And there is a law about this. So, that's a big case coming up in front of the Supreme Court of the United States.
Okay, absolutely. You talked about this, another headline. Pentagon admits it has deployed military spy drones over the U.S. This article is, let's see, out of USA Today. The Pentagon has deployed drones to spy over U.S. territory for non-military missions over the past decade, but the flights have been rare and lawful, according to a new report. The report by Pentagon Inspector General, made public under a Freedom of Information Act request, said spy drones on non-military missions have occurred fewer than 20 times between 2006 and 2015, and always in compliance with existing law.
Oh, okay. Hey,
That's what you wanted to know.
Yeah.
Any other? I'm going to go deeper into this.
No, I think it doesn't surprise me that they were flying missions over the United States at all. It doesn't surprise me at all. The this administration and is just building on what the past administration did about getting into your privacy. And this Apple, you know, the Apple computer thing. Somebody Bob, did you see this email from the guy that does the who's got one of the big computer software protection groups there?
The malware groups, that would be Kaspersky or McAfee.
Okay. It was from McAfee. Did you read the article? He said they don't need Apple to open up every one of these phones. He said a half an hour with a computer, once you get into the operating system, you can come back and you can reverse engineer, and it takes you like a half an hour. I mean, this is the guy that wrote that invented the anti-hacking software.
Mr. McAfee is a colorful figure, to say the least, but he is quite intelligent. And this is a.
Are you saying he's like one pound short of a
Look him up on some of the antics he's pulled. I think he sicked his dogs on a neighbor over a pooping on the lawn dispute or something along those.
That can happen.
Now wait a minute, but the other guy's dogs pooping on his lawn.
I think it was the neighbor complaining about Mr. McAfee. I have to look it up, but if this was the guy's kind of a nut job, but he's one of these genius nut jobs.
Okay. But is he right about that? He says you can take any phone, you take it, it's just a computer. He says your phone's a computer. You can take out the operating system, you can reverse engineer that operating system, and you can go back down and figure out what that code was.
I have no doubt that the NSA doesn't want to admit. This is the crux. The NSA does not want to admit they can open these phones at will, and the FBI and the NSA have never played nice together. And this is a window dressing case so that the FBI can get a precedent, because it won't stop. Everybody goes, it's just one phone.
It's all of the phones.
It sets a precedent because the feds are lined up with case after case ready to go.
Yeah, and as soon as you break this one, they're going to break the rest of them. So it's something to think about. Hey, we're going to take a break. It's 7:33 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. We've got we have the chief of police coming on at 8 o'clock.
Tickets to give away after the break.
That's right. And many more things to talk about if we come back. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me? About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, there is a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable. Yes, I see, I said. The second said, the quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable. Yes, I agreed. The third scolded me. If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle. I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, well, we looked it all over, and we all agree. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys? Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The trade school at Shasta Builders Exchange is hosting a fundraiser called the Electrician's Ball. Join us Friday, March 11th at the Red Lion Hotel and dine on salmon or prime rib prepared by Chef Kim Miller. Enjoy wines from the Mosley Family Cellars and be entertained by Linda Bott Jazz Ensemble. Invest at the Craftsman's Art Auction, a silent auction featuring the handcrafted artistry of local sculptors, painters, and craftsmen.
Tickets are $50 per person. Visit ShastaBE.com/events or call the Shasta Builders Exchange at 221-5556.
Each Saturday at 9 o'clock, it's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. And we have great community sponsors.
Russell Cleaning Services, both residential and commercial cleaning. Shasta Athletic Club, the place for fitness in Reading. Revolve Solar, save on those energy bills. And Authority Property Management, the pros in property management.
Each week, we cover many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform you of what's happening. So tune in each Saturday at 9 o'clock to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show, it's the happening place.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bach. Good morning. It's 25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, 47 degrees today. Going up to 55, it's going to be raining all this week and into the weekend. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Hey, our phone line's here, 605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Yesterday, the Shasta County District Attorney's Office sponsored a Veteran and Seniors Fraud Prevention Day down at the Veterans Hall. I was down
there
yesterday.
How did that go?
Oh, it was great. Lots of people. I had, you know, well over 200 people showed up. I mean, that was cycling through. There was 40, at least that many. At least that many. So many. And there was 40 different groups of people there to pass on information to. And it wasn't just for veterans and seniors, because as we were interviewing the different organizations that were there, the Bureau of Weight and Measurements, taxation, the real estate, you know, all these people, that all these scams that are going on. It's unbelievable how many scams are going on. In the worst case, and we talked to the investigators of the Shasta County District Attorney's Office, and he points out, he says, you know, the worst scams you've run into is when the family, somebody in the family does the scam. And it's a con job, but it's a scam on members of their family that, you know, oh, we've got this, and they never
pay. A nephew, maybe a druggy son.
Yeah, it could be. And then, or, you know, and then we talk about how, you know, people will go
or daughter.
In, or people will go in and use their friendship and then use that person to open up the, you know, the avenues to take more people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Bernie Madoff type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Except Madoff did it, of course, at the billions, you know, made so many billion dollars out of it. But it's done all the time. But we really want to give a shout out to the Shasta County District Attorney, of course, Steve Carlton, but also Stephanie Bridget, the Chief Deputy District Attorney, who is, you know, kind of one of, you know, one of the ones that was, you know, in the mix on all this. But then the Lucky Jezrani, who is a senior deputy district attorney, and Lucky's the one to put it all together. He's in charge of the fraud unit. Now, Lucky has and his team have won multi-million-dollar lawsuits. Again, you know, became parts of multi-million-dollar lawsuits from the city, from the state of California against big business. And if you remember when he was on, businesses that would advertise one thing and have another, like it was that one online. It said, you know, whatever it was, it was something online that says we're going to give you the best price, you know, and it shows the price is $800. And so the guy buys lawn furniture, and it's
right.
Marked Walmart, and he buys it for like $400. It's marked Walmart, $183. He goes, wait a minute, this is wrong. This is not what, you know, they advertised it was this. Well, they sued him. And won. I mean, and Shasta County's right in the middle of this, and they take that money that comes back, and this was a Shasta County guy, by the way, and they take this money that's comes back, and they use it to, you know, to help fight fraud again. It comes back into the organization.
Yeah, that was Overstock.com, which
Overstock.
Is a huge company, so they showed him up.
Yeah. Weights and Measures. He says, the thing you have to watch about, he says, in the gas stations, they find if it's not given the right gas and the amount on the, you know, like it says, you know, it's running fast and you're thinking, okay, for every cent you get so much gas. If it's wrong, he says, it's almost every time a mechanical problem. Nobody sets those things. He says what they're finding, though, is these skimmers. A skimmer is something they insert into the card reader that when you put your card in there, not only does it copy the number, it copies your four-digit code when you put it in. And you can put it in easily. They go to the outside okay, here's something you want to learn. The outside pumps, the furthest away from the store, they come in there and they've got a key. They can open that up, stick it in there, and close it. And they're gone. They only use it for a day or two. Then they come back and get it. So if you're going to get gas, you can do one or two things to prevent this.
Use cash?
Cash, or you walk inside and pay. Don't use the skimmer outside. Don't use the pump thing outside. Yes, it's easier, but go in and pay. He said you don't have to worry about it.
I know, and here's the catch-22 with that. It's raining. You're by yourself. You know, it's a time when you maybe you're in an area that you don't feel safe. So you stay in your car or you stay close to your car. So I know I've thought about that, too, when I've stopped to get gas en route down 5. Should I zap my car? That's how you got ripped off. You got ripped off in Vegas.
I did. But and they got my card. And I'd been back in country 3 days. They had my card on the 4th day. And we're using it up and down the Pacific Coast. But the credit card company caught that and stopped everything, and it didn't cost me any money or anything like that. But anyway, it was a great event yesterday. Thanks, a big shout out to the people. Oh, the other thing the Weights and Measures does is they go to stores, and it's either by secret shopping or they just do it right there. If it says you're getting 1 pound 4 ounces of meat, they weigh it right there. And it better be 1 pound 4 ounces. You might be able to make a mistake once, but you don't make mistakes 2 or 3 times because now you're defrauding the public. And he says that's what you know, or they'll take containers and measure containers to make sure that you know you are getting what you're supposed to have. And they'll buy it. They'll buy it.
Well, it looked like a nice turnout, and the fact that you had different representatives that came came down from San Francisco and Sacramento and came up. Excuse me. And, it was great to actually let them see Reading and that there was an interest. You know, congratulations to our district attorney's office for putting on this fraud prevention. And, you know, it's something that it's valuable information for us as well that we take back to Sacramento. My mother has been computer scammed once through a phone call, called at middle of the night, kind of got her confused. Second time, you know, it was, and Bob, you'll appreciate this, when the red light goes on the computer, like the warning, there's like it turns red. And she was, of course, alarmed. And as they called this number, now that happened, I think, on my laptop. And I was like, what's up with that? So I turned it off and then realized it was, at that point, it stops. There's some way they can get in there and it stops your computer and you call this number. So the number that you called.
Never, never do that.
Well, she did do it. So she called and then found out that they started to ask her questions. And in her mind, because she had been scammed before, had said, I think there's got to be something wrong with this. So she said, I'm not interested. I have my own people, which she's got like, you know, nerds on call or somebody like that. Anyway, they had to come out to her house after that, after making the phone call, because making the phone call activated something. So the nerds on call, whoever she's got, came out to her house, and it took them a couple hours. They didn't come out to the house, but she had to then have them work through her computer to clear up some of the whatever they did to make things funky.
And those of us who do Apple-type computers can no longer be smug in our safety because there's a new malware out that targets the Apple operating system that is a form of ransomware. It locks up all your data on your computer.
Oh, boy.
And you have to pay $50 to get it back.
No, you just go back and reset everything in your computer.
Nope. It encrypts your hard drive.
It encrypts.
Drive.
There you go.
Wow.
Okay. Scary,
well,
scary.
Then, here's some things, then, if we're talking about that. Things you can do to keep people looking at your mail and getting into your stuff. Here's 5 steps. What happens every time you go online, they collect everything you're doing so they can kind of get an idea of what you're buying. Mm-hmm. That's why those little ads pop up.
I don't
up
like
on the
to
side.
Buy stuff online
no,
for
no,
that reason.
No, but they see what you're looking at.
Right.
If you're looking at stuff online about jewelry, pretty soon the ads pop up about jewelry from all these things on your computer. You can. They said you can stop this by using something like this search engine called DuckDuckGo. Mm-hmm. And it has what it does, it keeps, uh, it has a pledge to never collect personal information or track people entering queries on the site. Just 10% of those participating in Pew surveys said they use a search engine that doesn't track their searching history.
Yeah. If you get a pop-up says, oh, something is wrong on your computer, click here to fix it. Don't do any. What you do is you immediately do not do a normal shutdown. Reach for the power switch and force a shutdown. What that does to both Windows and OS X is that it says, oh, something is wrong with this configuration, and it goes to the previously good configuration when it reboots. And that should, unless you've got a root sector virus, which is pretty nasty, it should clear up the problem. But don't click that stuff when it comes up. Just shut down immediately and then restart. And that 9 times out of 10, it will clean up the problem. Like I literally just had to do here. I had a pop-up that looked hinky, so I shut the computer down manually and restarted it. And now it appears to be okay, and I'm running a scan.
Okay. All right. There's a few other things we're going to talk about when we get back, but one of them, scrambling your email, cloaking your browser. We'll be right back, though, after these messages. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week, a veteran-owned business here with Espresso Joe's, with great coffees and cafes and espressos. And
coffee beans by the pound.
Coffee beans by the pound, beer,
wonderful
wine,
selection.
Everything. I think they even have hot dogs over there, and you know how we are about hot dogs. Yep. And walk next door to just a super place to buy any type of tobacco accessories,
sure.
A walk-in humidor, the whole thing. All of that at Tobacco and Brew. Like I said, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. It will be right back after these messages.
It's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Mark your calendar for March 12th is NorCal Think Pink Pretty in Pink Prom. This magical night out includes hors d'oeuvres, cocktails, prizes, and of course, dancing. This very special event will also honor loved ones who lost their battle to breast cancer and celebrate survivors, as well as raise funds to expand breast cancer educational outreach right here in Shasta County. Tickets are just $40 and can be purchased online at prettyandpinkprom.com. It's the Pretty in Pink Prom, March 12th at the Red Lion Inn. For more information, visit prettyandpinkprom.com. It's going to be the bomb!
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
When you're looking at a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Dandelion, unique gifts and clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning, everybody, on this fabulous Wednesday. It is the
March 9th.
9th of March. Absolutely. 47 degrees in the downtown studios. Rain all day today with our highs of 55, lows tonight of 49, and the forecast calls for heavy rain throughout the week. So get yourself ready and get out your umbrellas and your rain gear. There you go. That's
weather
kind of the forecast.
Always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. You know what? If you're going to buy a gun, and in this day and time, perhaps it's something you should do, you go down to a locally owned gun store, locally owned, locally operated, Bastiani Arms. Has been in the business for 7 years, has become a huge success. Why? Customer service. He's got all the guns, all the pistols, all the ammunition, different kinds, plus all the shooting accessories that you could possibly want. All of this, Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur. Give him a call, 222-8222.
You can get your ammunition there, too. Hey, I've got tickets here. Media night. Riverfront Playhouse. You know, you never see a bad show at Riverfront. It's always a blast. And we've got tickets for Wednesday, March 16th. The name of the show is Our Town by Thornton Wilder.
A classic.
It's a classic. Our Town, Wednesday, March 16th at 7:30. So give us a call if you'd like to attend. We've got tickets we're giving away. And, of course, you're going to be there on the night that Casey and I are representing. Just come and get the tickets and enjoy the theatrical production of
Make it a party. Make it a party for your friends. Come in. You want 10 tickets? We'll give you 10 tickets. I'm serious. If you want to get your friends together, hey, let's all go to see Our Town that night. We've got 10 tickets.
Right. Well, we want you to enjoy. We have a stack
have a good
here.
Time.
And
yeah.
We want to, yeah, so give us a call. 605-4567.
An Our Town party.
And okay. That's next Wednesday night.
Okay. Now, other things you can do too. And by the way, I write a blog on the Record Searchlight. It's called Outside the Wire and by Carl Bott. And you can get it online, of course, at the Record Searchlight. And a lot of people say, you know, I'm pretty sure you can read the blogs without being a subscriber. Anyway, so my last one I wrote was about the Utah homeless plan. Does it really work? And my concerns about that. Got a lot of comments on that, and I just want you to know that, one, my parents were married, and and I may not be as smart as you think I am, but I'm not as dumb as some of you think I am. So, anyway, other ways you can protect yourself. Scramble your email. Encryption programs such as Pretty Good Privacy can actually work about because it calls on codes for you and the person receiving the email. Unfortunately, the way it works is you have a code, they have a code, and if they aren't in the same program, nobody gets to read your email. But if you've got, like you're sending financial documents or you've got a loved one that you don't want people reading your emails, that's the way to do it. Cloak your browser. There's a company called Blur, made by Avine, enables its users to surf the web without their activities being tracked. And you know about this one too, Bob, right?
Yes, so what's known, it's a group of programs known as anonymizers. Tor and other sites allow you, basically you go through a server that scrambles up. Every computer connection has what's called an IP address. And what these do is they scramble the IP address so that a third party down the line can't backtrack you. If you go straight through, they can backtrack you to your specific computer by looking at your IP address.
But this one will do that. Let them do that. It also masks passwords and credit card information entered on computers and mobile devices, so they can't be lifted from the database. And that costs $39 a year. So the reason I talked to you about the blog is I'm going to put this on my blog on how to, because people are saying, oh, my gosh, they can read everything, and I really would like to have some privacy. Well, you know, there are ways of doing it. But only like 2 to 5% of the people actually do something about it. Most of us just sit there and go, okay, yeah, read it all. I don't care. Read it all. There's nothing in there that, you know, that I'm going to say that bothers, you know, that I don't care if the government knows it. No. What I really care about is all the people out there that know that if I'm looking for duck blinds. Because all of a sudden, all up and down my, you know, I was looking for, you know, the turkey hunting face mask. You know, the kind of
right.
Mask. I'm getting on the side of my computer is every type of turkey hunting face mask
right.
you can, you know. So obviously this is being collected, and now they're targeting me with that. So if you're listening out there, I have one. Thank you very much. So go to something else.
Wow.
Anyway. No, this
yeah,
is
because
just,
you'd hate it if you were looking at a something specific. Say you were looking up something that was you were
researching,
investigating, researching.
I was researching something on this.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, and yeah. But you know what? I never. First of all, I don't do those type of stories. So it looks like the Balkans, the country I used to live in,
okay.
they've shut their borders.
Here's how this goes, and it makes me literally feel ill. Slovenia, Croatia, and Macedonia closed their borders to illegal migrants Wednesday, with Serbia expected to follow suit. According to media reports, the Western Balkans route is the main route taken by migrants heading from Greece to Northern Europe. The European Union announced its intention to close the route ahead of meeting of leaders this week. European Council President Donald Tusk said 880,000 migrants entered it in 2015 and 128,000 in the first 2 months of the year. On Wednesday, Tusk tweeted, "Irregular flows of migrants along Western Balkans route have come to an end." Slovenia's Interior Ministry said that only foreigners meeting with the requirements, asylum seekers and refugees on a case-by-case basis on humanitarian grounds and in accordance with the rules of the Schengen zone would be allowed to enter the country.
Well, okay, having lived in Croatia and traveled extensively through Serbia and Slovenia and that whole Balkan area is this. This is an example of a hugely failed Middle Eastern policy under the Obama administration and led by Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Why do you think these millions of people have migrated like this, that are going into these countries and are having all of these problems? It's because of the failed Middle East policies of this administration that Hillary Clinton led. She was actually cheering the fact that Omar Gaddafi had been taken out, sodomized, and murdered by his own people. Not to say he was not a despot and maybe at this point, at some point, deserves it. But what she did was she jumped up and down and cackled about it. But here's the thing, is that look at where Libya is now. It is a war state where people are leaving. Then she's, you know, then Syria with no leadership and things they've done in Syria, millions of Syrians have left. Iraqis, Turks, Kurds have left and are now inundating the middle inundating Europe. The only reason they're not here is they can't float here on a bunch of cardboard boxes, or they'd be here by now too. We'd have a million on our shores. The reason they haven't is because of the breadth of our oceans. But now they've gotten to be such a problem, the countries are being overrun, and now they're saying, if you're not going to come in our countries anymore, we cannot take any more. This is a direct result of failed policies of a woman who is running for the president of the United States. What other things can she do over there? The Middle East is a complete mess. And you know what? I doubt if there's a Democrat that would even argue with me about that. You know, you can argue with me about other things. That's fine. But they cannot look at the Middle East and say that it's a success. And I just don't see how you could blame the Republicans on this, except you want to go back and say, well, George Bush started the fight.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I guess you could say that. But everything else that's happened, including pulling all of our troops out, has been under this present administration.
And not to sound like Trump, but you can't tell me that there aren't hundreds, if not thousands, of jihadis surfing on that wave into the heart of Europe.
Because they can't watch them. They don't have enough people there to vet everybody coming through. And when they're saying, oh, a third of these refugees are women and children. Well, what are the other two thirds then? A lot of them are military age men that are coming in. So, you know, the chickens haven't come home to roost yet, but they're, you know what, those eggs have been hatched. Okay. And, you know, let me tell you something. Croatia is a friendly country. Croatia's a friendly country. Yes, the fact is you know, there've been, you know, a number of wars have been there, but having lived there, the people there are good people. They're a magnanimous people. The ones that I've met, the ones I've gotten to know, hardworking, industrious. They want to make themselves better. They want to build their country. in Croatia. Slovenia has always had a reputation of being, you know, it's being good to its people and to the and wanting to build its economy also. Get away with communism. They love capitalism.
Well, they're saying that there's a new phase in resolving the migrant crisis. And up to 4,000 migrants are stranded in the, I think this, in a mini camp of the Greek Macedonian border with more people on the way. So it's not a good situation.
No, it's not going to get any better either. It's just not going to. Just, you know, thank goodness we've got such a large ocean between us and them. We'll be right back with the chief of police, Rob Bloody. And you know what? Can we say, ruh-roh? We'll be right back.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. A nursing home has been evacuated, and first responders have been making high water rescues as heavy rain inundates parts of northwest Louisiana.
I've been with the sheriff's office for approximately 25 years, and this is the worst I've ever seen.
And yes, says Webster Parish Sheriff's Deputy Bobby Igo, that includes the devastation he saw from Hurricane Katrina.
We didn't have this kind of flooding with it and Hurricane Katrina on this part of the state. In 92, we had some major rains and floods, or 91, 92, but it wasn't as bad as this is.
The National Weather Service has been warning of possible flooding today over an area from the Texas Gulf Coast all the way to southern Illinois. The Missouri Highway Patrol says a man wanted in connection with the fatal shootings of five people was taken into custody early today in New Florence, Missouri. The announcement from Sergeant Scott White, who spoke to KTVI-TV, about the arrest.
We're very fortunate and we're glad for the community support, and we were able to take him into custody.
Authorities say Pablo Antonio Serrano Vitorino was arrested in Montgomery County, Missouri early today. U.S. wholesale businesses increased their stockpiles by the largest amount in 5 months in the latest report, but Jeremy House reports their sales fell for the sixth time in the past 7 months.
The Commerce Department says inventories held by wholesale businesses went up 0.3% in January, the biggest increase since August of last year. Meanwhile, sales at the wholesale level dropped a sharp 1.3%. That's the biggest decline since a similar drop last November. It's also the sixth time that sales have been down in the past 7 months.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting U.S. businesses have struggled over the past year with spreading weakness overseas and a rising value of the U.S. dollar, which does make it harder for American products to be sold overseas. On Wall Street, the major indexes holding their own. Not by much, though. The Dow right now in early trading up by about 17 points and the S&P 500 up by 5. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Miracles are God's way of letting us know He's here.
From the producers of Heaven is for Real, Miracles from Heaven.
There's currently no cure for Anna's condition.
We're not giving up.
Based on the incredible true story.
So you're telling me that when this baby girl fell 30 feet, she hit her head just right and it healed her?
Yes.
That's impossible.
Miracles from Heaven, starring Jennifer Garner, in theaters Wednesday, March 16th. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Tickets and showtimes at miraclesfromheaven-movie.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
North Korea has caused yet another stir by publicizing a purported mock-up of a key part of a nuclear warhead right next to Kim Jong-un. Hyung-jin Kim has a report.
North Korea state media has publicized photos that appears to be mock-up model of a key part of a nuclear warhead for the first time. The North Korea's main Nodong-shinmun newspaper showed those photos on its front page on Wednesday morning.
The newspaper reported that Kim had met earlier with his nuclear scientists for a briefing on the status of their work and declared that he was greatly pleased that they're making so much progress toward creating a small enough nuclear warhead that it could fit on the end of a missile and pose a risk to Western nations, including our own. Katie Couric, Chris Matthews, Newt Gingrich, Wayne Newton, and even Mr. T will all be among the mourners attending Friday's funeral for Nancy Reagan, who passed away last weekend at age 94. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The latest on a high-profile police shooting case out of Baltimore from correspondent Rich Thomas.
A new trial date has been set for the next officer to stand trial on charges stemming from the death of Freddie Gray. Lieutenant Brian Rice, his trial had been scheduled to begin Wednesday, will now head to trial on April 13th instead. The postponement came hours after an appeals court ruled that Officer William Porter must testify against his colleagues as he awaits a retrial. His first trial ended in a hung jury in December.
That's correspondent Rich Thomas and reporting. Meanwhile, two Baltimore schools police officers have been charged after cell phone video surfaced showing one of them slapping and kicking a teen at a school while a second officer stood by. City police announced in a statement this morning that the two officers turned themselves in last night. Both are charged with second-degree assault and misconduct in office. One is also charged with second-degree child abuse. More of these stories from townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. We had this thing set up. Not yet. But we're going to play it in a couple minutes. Hey, good morning. It's Wednesday, March the 9th. It is 6 minutes after 8 here in the studios of KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
How are you doing today on this hump day, Carl?
I'm doing fine on this hump day. No, that's not what we were planning, though. This is something special.
Okay,
but we're not.
Did you want
yet.
Me to do the weather yet?
I want you to do the weather, and then we'll come
okay,
into
I'm
that.
Okay, I'm following your you're conducting me. Okay. You're orchestrating
I'm
this whole thing.
I'm trying to orchestrate this whole thing.
So you're directing me, and I'll take it. 47 degrees in the downtown studios currently. We have a heavy day of rain throughout the week. Fabulous rain all week long. That's basically the forecast. Our lows tonight are 49. Looks like we're going to be clearing up a little bit over the weekend, but rain is otherwise predicted in our forecast. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Shasta Gas Propane.
Okay.
265-3793.
Okay, Bob.
Where are you? We got some work to do now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, and our guest, Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti.
Good morning.
Good morning. And of course, if we didn't play something about Ruh-roh,
we had a bit of a shaggy pursuit the other night.
That was great stuff.
Yeah, we joke Legends. About it because of, obviously the way she decorated her van, but in the end, that was a dangerous pursuit where
it was.
She's doing, 100 plus miles an hour running red lights and without, regard for anybody of the other drivers there. And I really want to compliment, Sergeant Isley that terminated the pursuit, and Corporal Cole was up with the pursuing officers backing off and using good judgment that sometimes the pursuit is not worth the public safety.
It wasn't like you were pursuing her for murder or something like that.
No, and having the helicopter up, it's better to just let them go and let the helicopter follow until they run out of gas or decide they want to stop.
Well, I understand that the Scooby-Doo van is down in the impound lot down in Cottonwood, and people are wanting to come in and get their pictures taken with it.
Yeah, I
and the guy says, well, who owns this thing now? And he says, I guess if they keep it impounded long enough, then he does.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering, how much does a Scooby-Doo van cost, one, if you want to go down and buy it, and two, do you really want to drive it around Reading?
I think it's a Chrysler Town and Country minivan, so probably not much. I think it was painted with spray paint, so, again, probably not much. And
she was living in it.
I don't know if you'd want to drive that around town.
I'm not sure because...
It might draw a little bit of attention.
You could be like, free rides around town in the Scooby-Mobile. And, for the special person, one at 100 miles an hour.
It knows
that you can do 100 miles an hour.
Calling Uber.
Yeah.
It is interesting to see what hits national news as opposed to the serious crime problems and other things that we have.
But
the Scooby-Doo van
thank
hits national
goodness
news.
Nobody was hurt. And like you said, your guys, you know, and I know Sergeant Isley. And, you know, the fact when he gets up to a certain speed, he says, you know what, this isn't worth it. I can run this car down, but I'm not, she blew through like, what, two, three
red lights. And, you know, it shows the good judgment of the supervisors that we have on the department and the officers. And I really compliment them for using that good judgment.
What was the case anyway? I mean, it was what she was wanted
that I know of. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, so that, you know, and then she disappears.
She ran into
a house and then made it out, I guess, or something.
That's a mystery.
maybe we should have the detectives on. Get Scooby out there. Maybe she was looking for Scooby snacks.
Yeah, she ran out of Scooby snacks and had to go fast to get some more. I don't know.
Okay, you know what? The thing is, you know, we're good friends, so I can do this, and I talk to you about it too. I don't want to, you know, ever embarrass you.
No.
But I'm glad that, and I can just imagine what the rest of the patrolmen are saying to Sergeant Isley.
Yeah, I've been in a lot of pursuits, never one with a Scooby decorated van. So that's a new
one. The only thing we didn't have is like a big dog face on the front of it with the big ears hanging out like you had on, you know, Dumb and Dumber. Okay, on to more serious stuff here. The blueprint.
Yeah.
Came out and was being discussed. Now, give us what your take on the blueprint for safety is. Now, everybody must know this. The blueprint for safety is this a work put together by an outside agency that says how they believe that how the town and county can be made safer, and through a variety of means, but mainly through raising the tax. And if you have the tax raised this much, you can get this kind of coverage. If it's raised this much, you get this kind of coverage, et cetera.
Well, it talked about general revenue. I mean, that a tax is obviously one way to get it. Otherwise, you wait until the economy grows to get to those.
In Shasta County right now, it's flat.
Right. So the blueprint for public safety was commissioned by, you know, the city council and the board of supervisors, as everyone knows, and it did an evaluation. I would call it more of a workflow study than necessarily so much of a strategic plan, but it did what we talked about yesterday at the Board of Supervisors and the City Council was the Tier Zero requirements. So those requirements that require no additional funding. Most of what's addressed in there really does bolster the computer system upgrade that we've been working on for several years. So for those of you that don't know, the Redding Police Department, Shasta County Sheriff, and Anderson all operate on a computer system put in place in the mid to late 1980s. It's been largely not upgraded since then. And there's much better technology today. And we're going to throw out that old system and start from scratch, from CAD dispatch at intake all the way through our mobile computing processes, records management, crime analysis, jail management, the whole kit and caboodle. Even with a public portal where the public will be able to get on and check current, up-to-date, lifetime crime stats. So that all of that is very exciting for the department, and most of the issues that he identifies in there on the efficiency side of the police department will resort back to that model. The problem with the Tier Zero requirements for the police department is there's a lot of stuff that he's identified that costs a lot of money without a funding source identified to pay for it. So currently the Redding Police Department has 98 sworn officers, and we have 4 officers in the neighborhood police unit that are temporarily funded from the reserve through July of 17. If we don't have $620,000 at the end of that, we don't retain those 4 police officers. The NPU goes away, and we go back to 98 sworn. He recommends, and I can absolutely agree with him, that we need a more consistent flow of money into our rolling stock so that we don't have police vehicles chasing Scooby-Doo vans at 100 miles an hour that have 130,000, 140,000 miles on them, because that's a lot of rough miles on a police vehicle. But again, to rotate 25% of the vehicle fleet at the cost of these new SUVs, you're looking at about $650,000 a year. So that money's not identified. The dictation software that he talks about, because the officers dictate reports in the car, it would be a great idea, but the software companies that do dictation, you have to train the dictation to the way that you talk.
And it doesn't pick it up all the time.
No, which it doesn't. That's fine. I mean, it's still faster than dictating a report and having somebody else type it later and then go back. It would be more efficient for us. But the licenses don't come in a centralized format where you can have a centralized license that pays for all the officers. It's one license, one device. So that means we got to buy the officers the $400 license with the $1,900 rugged tablet so they don't tear it up in the car. And we are actually transitioning to a tablet anyway, but you're still talking about money that we have to get a tablet for each officer to load that software on, and they just carry it throughout their day. And that's great. That's the format we want to go to. But there's also some, in order to do that, we have to make some arrangements with the California Justice Information System, because right now, if you detach the tablet from a docking station, it has to detach from that law enforcement system for security reasons. So there's some things we would have to work out to make that work, but you're still talking quite a bit of money. And none of those funds are actually identified in the Tier Zero requirements and how you would pay for those recommendations.
So how much money is that then, just for those?
Well, you're talking $1,900 a tablet for the rugged tablets that we have to get for law enforcement, and then $400 for the license. So $2,500 per cop times about 75, about 200 grand.
Okay. All right. We're here with Redding Police Chief Rob Pledi, and we're going to take a quick break here. We're discussing the blueprint for safety. Now that, you know, it's kind of out there and everybody's kicking it around, and some of the things that they've come up with that we can institute without too much of a problem, things that we were already doing before the blueprint came out, and then some priorities of how we would like to have the money spent. So how do we achieve the goal of dropping crime here in Redding?
Well, one of the big things that we're doing.
Let me take a break here first, though. It is 8:16 in the morning, and we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
This is KCNR 1460.
Colgate Sports Club is dedicated themselves to creating an environment that supports your personal goals, whatever they may be. That's because Wellgate Sports Club is more than just a gym. Wellgate is Redding's first premier sports club with the staff, programs, and 23,000 square foot facility designed to give you an exceptional experience every day. Now it's never been easier to take advantage of incredible amenities, including Redding's only indoor saltwater pool, outdoor jacuzzi, sauna, luxury towel service, and over 130 exercise classes designed from beginners to experts. For a limited time, you can become a member of Wellgate Sports Club with no enrollment fee. That's a $99 value. In addition, Wellgate Sports Club will provide you with 3 personal training sessions and a nutrition consultation absolutely free. That's another $225 value. There's never been a better time or a better place to get started. Call 768-1205 today for your personal tour. Or stop by 1740 Eureka Way, and don't forget to visit online at WellgateSportsClub.com. Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
Hi, I'm Mary McCurdy, and I represent Properties by Merit. We are a locally owned full-service real estate firm. Whether you are buying or selling, I can help. Call me today at 949-1550 or check out my website at marymccurdy.com. At Properties by Merit, we make your dreams become reality. Call or text me at 949-1550.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our local community for making 2015 our best year yet. Your continued patronage supports 20 local jobs, and when you shop at Mighty Fine, your money stays in your community the way it should be. Daily deli specials under $5, a different hot soup served daily, grocery, meat, produce, and over 1,000 cold drinks. Mighty Fine Foods is your locally owned and operated neighborhood grocer. Mighty Fine's, 299 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Hi, it's Linda Bott and Molly Kidd. Join us on Thursday night during On the Spot at 6 p.m.
Also on the first Thursday of every month, join Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. We bring you art, entertainment, food, highlights, and all the stuff going on in the North State.
Don't forget the giveaways, lots of laughs, and great information.
That's On the Spot Thursdays at 6 p.m.
here on KCNR 1460.
Brought to you by Dandelion Gift and Apparel, Wind River Resort and Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
National news with a local view. KCNR 1460 AM.
Running around, robbing banks, all whacked up with stacks.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's a Scooby Day. KCNR 1460, 8:19 in the morning, 605-4567.
You can't make this
number.
Stuff up, right?
And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air, a veteran-owned business that was voted best in the North State in 2015. They can be voted best in the North State 2014, 16, 17, 100, all of it, because they are that good. Like I said, a veteran-owned business, Martin and his people really, really care about the service they give people. Any type of heating or cooling system is their meat. They can do it all. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We use Alliance Heating. They're very happy with them. Okay, our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. And the we're talking, just quickly, the Scooby-Doo van made the national headlines.
So with the national?
Back. Oh, yeah, it was national. So let's go back to other things that were national in from Reading. The two girls at the, and this was kind of from Anderson, but it was in the general area up here, about the girls.
Stuff.
Yeah, but it made national news.
Yeah.
They were
the MySpace girls.
Yeah.
They were in the
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Kentucky Fried Chicken in the parts, sink in their bikinis.
Yes.
We're not sure what they were doing
in there.
What
were they? That was kind of.
It was just kind of bathing
kinky
in there, I guess.
Stuff
I don't know, weird.
There, yeah.
Anyway, so that. We have, the, of course, the fat robber that bumps in, that ran into the.
The bumbling burglar.
The bumbling burglar that runs into Kent's Meats Kent and gets bounced back. We have the guy in his diaper, the adult child. Remember
diaper
that?
Diaper man.
Okay,
yes.
Document. And then we have, of course, the guy that with the that has the very, very plain, very large letters that start with F on his forehead.
Trying to cash a check from a church.
Trying to cash a check from a church that he had kited. So, you know, but this is kind of Scooby-Doo, man. It's kind of like cool. I mean, it's kind of cool. Everybody like kind of likes that. I likes this one. Okay. Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti here is with us. And we were talking about the blueprint for security and things that you can do for, you know, that they're coming up. I mean, I think the big one is these four policemen. We're going to lose them.
July of 17, yeah.
July of 17. Okay, we got up through another year.
Yeah, if the budget doesn't come up. And if you watch the press, I mean, you can see, you know, the neighborhood police unit's making some great arrests. They're out, you know, looking for these problems. They're not just making the drug arrest. They're making the drug arrest and linking it to stolen property and serving search warrants on houses and doing a lot more of the major problem solving. And that's really, it's showing what, you know, proactive officers, you know, that have time can do. So one of the things that's in the, there's two big ones that are coming up that are in the Tier Zero requirements. One of them is to take the course of action plan that I did for council in 2014 and update it into a strategic plan which I was going to do a strategic plan before, but, you know, I didn't want to. If you do a strategic plan and you do it right, it's going to have a staffing model that's in that. And I didn't want to put pressure on council to spend money I knew wasn't there. So council's asking for that now. So I've done research on I've read probably 60 to 70 different, strategic plans from departments throughout the country. And to me, they fall into two categories. Either they're really, really hard to understand, and I have trouble, or they're fluff. Because somebody made them do a strategic plan and they just threw it together and now they check the box. So we really want to put together something that in about 20 pages, you know where the Reading Police Department's going. And is easy to understand so that when you read it, you say, okay, and we're just going to do it as issue and what the goal is, issue and goal. And then we're doing a staffing analysis and I'm going to make recommendations to council on how I would spend increased staffing dollars because I don't necessarily. The tier 1 through 5 is where you're going to see the disagreements between myself and the consultant. His recommendation, if memory serves, is like adding 4 sergeants, 7 officers, and 7 CSOs or something like that. I don't think I need more sergeants. What I think I need right now is more officers and CSOs. So we're gonna put forth, and I'm going to put forth what I believe, you know, and how I would spend money that came into the police department so that I can show the city where I think the money should be placed most efficiently. And it'll be a balance of, you know, CSOs, which handle most of your priority 2, 3, and 4 calls that free up officer time. I think, you know, last time in the $2.5 million recommendation, it was like 11 CSOs and 7 officers or something. So there'll be a balance between the two. But I think getting the CSOs out on the street is going to be really important for the customer service side and then getting more officers on the street for the enforcement side. So
it shows that the crime in Reading is kind of like at a level. I mean, it's not going down where Shasta County is exploding.
Yeah, almost. We went up about 250 crimes last year. I still worry about the underreporting. Remember, that's reported crimes. because our response times are so bad to general report
let's
calls.
Let's go back to this again, because the other, you know, when you were here before, you said the emergency response time was around 16 minutes.
It's doubled in 10 years.
Okay, so 16 minutes. And we know that an active shooter is at 5 to 12 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Last night in a class, in a concealed carry class, one of the people there said, you know, I'm getting my concealed carry. Most everybody says it's for protection. And he has had his house and his car and his business broken into six times.
Mm-hmm.
Six times. And this guy, I know who he is. And it's not like he's living in a spot where there'd be people just wandering through, you know. So, I mean, six times that this has happened. Now, I don't know if he's reported it every time, but I agree with you. I don't know if people are reporting. If somebody breaks into a shed, you know, it's taken.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
They take, you know, a couple $100 worth of stuff. You know, it's like, gosh, you know.
But that call, you know, obviously, and we've talked about how we prioritize calls, you know, get calls in progress, you know, obviously come in as priority one calls, and they keep going on top of all the priority two and three calls. And right now, we're still sticking about seven officers on the street per shift. So the fact of the matter is that, you know, one of the recommendations in the blueprint is that we change our shift schedule. And we're looking, and we're doing numbers right now. We always have the option to go back to the 10 that we did before, basically saying we need three shifts a day. And we had that in the current schedule until we had to do away with the swing shift on the weekend because of the number of injuries that we had. The fact of the matter is that we can shuffle people all over the place, but you're not going to make a significant difference in that response time, especially to those reports till we get the CSOs on the street. Changing the shift schedule isn't going to fix the staffing of the Reading Police Department. Now, one of his recommendations is we take officers off of graveyard and put them onto the swing shifts where majority of the calls come in. And that's fine, theoretically, and looking at numbers and saying, yeah, this would work. But we've had several instances at night where we have two major events going on and we can't respond to other calls. So we actually had a dead body that we were investigating and a barricaded suspect in the house who was firing off a shotgun on the same night as two burglars come out of a house, and a citizen and an off-duty CHP officer encounter these two. The CHP officer puts them at gunpoint. The citizen calls the police department, and I have nobody to send. And the two suspects got up, looked at the CHP officer, yelled some expletives, and walked off. There should never be a time. Now, you want me to shift more officers off of graveyard onto swings to where we can't respond to something like that? So it really is, you know.
I am so glad there's not TV right now.
The other day, I mean, my wife and I, a friend of ours, had a birthday party, and we were heading up to Mount Shasta with some friends to Mount Shasta Resort. And, you know, we stop in to get a birthday present at Kohl's, and there's a fight going on in the parking lot. So I told Michelle to call the police. I intervened. Unfortunately, I went after who looked like the aggressor, and I ended up grabbing the wrong kid.
Because the aggressor was punching the heck out of the other guy,
yes,
right?
No, what happened is there was a domestic violence incident, and this young man actually had the wherewithal to intercede in that. But when we pulled up, you know, the guy's trying to get the girl away from the guy that's trying to intercede so they can leave, and he's chasing after them. And so since he was chasing, I grabbed him. He looked like the aggressor. And then everybody pulls up and says, no, 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 he's helping her. And I just – it wasn't a day to buy a lottery ticket. Let's put it that way. So anyway, here I am with a victim of domestic violence, and the kid that interceded, the other guy ran off. And I call Shascom, and I have no officers available to respond in that circumstance too. So, you know, it really is a matter of – you know, there is a what-if factor with police officers, and having enough of them to be able to respond to those emergency calls is half of what we do.
Well, you know, there's a business downtown.
Let me ask you. Okay.
There's a business downtown. You know, I mean, this is kind of like piling on top of piling, but, you know, we don't want to do it. I'm going to ask you a question I've asked, I'm sure, several times when you've been on the air, but, you know, I'm wondering, you know, we do so many fundraisers. And the reason I'm bringing this up, because I don't know who is telling us, I don't know if I heard it again, you know, at the doggy park, or heard it at an event, I heard something about a business downtown since they've opened up, which is just in a year, I think they're going on two. They've been broken into so many times that they're starting to wonder if they're going to continue on with their business, because they just can't. And somebody said, oh, if it's under $1,000, you can't. If it's under $1,000, isn't there a rule that...
It's a misdemeanor. It's $950.
And so they're stealing more now than they used to.
If it's a commercial burglary, and you broke into the business with the intent of committing grand larceny or theft, burglary was always a felony. Now they got to steal over $950, and they know that, yeah. So they steal less than that. Drugs are a misdemeanor. So when we catch somebody with methamphetamine and heroin, which are the two biggest problems we have in Reading for creating addiction problems that require thievery, they get a citation to appear in court. They don't go to jail.
And they don't come to court.
So when
and
you,
then we get, they become part of the Chester County's Most Wanted.
Yeah, when you shift a prison population from the state of California to county jails without giving lead time for them to build more capacity, that's where I see the problem is with AB 109. I'm not saying that local communities can't deal with those people better than maybe spreading the you know, we know what's best for our community rather than Sacramento. So maybe AB 109 is a good idea. But you have to have the lead time to be able to build the capacity at the county level. And they didn't do that with AB 109, and we're seeing that effect. Now you've got Proposition 47 tacked on to the top of that, where they made a lot of these felonies misdemeanors. So commercial burglary, theft of a gun was always a felony. Now the gun's got to be worth more than $950. Drugs are a misdemeanor. So it's complicating, and that's where our property crime comes from, and that's where our crime increase is in the property crime side, not necessarily the violent crime side. So now you've got the governor that's proposing the Public Safety Rehabilitation Act of 2016, which is going to change determinant sentencing and put the credit calculations in the hands of the Department of Corrections based on population.
Okay. Now, we got to take a quick break here. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. It is 8:31 in the morning. And when we come back, I want to address the Anderson has just gone looking at reserves, bringing reserves into the fight to help out their numbers. And they've actually hired more policemen, but it looks like it may not be enough, so they're looking at the reserve question. Can we do that? So we'll ask Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti that when we get back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
She was crying when I first met her. Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Newly engaged, she had just crashed the vehicle they bought together. It had rolled over an embankment and every panel had to be repaired or replaced. A full paint job was also required. Our estimate was well over $20,000.
Now he won't want to marry me, she cried.
When he arrived, he comforted her and was glad she was safe. On the day of delivery, I learned they were moving out of state immediately. I had inspected the vehicle and test driven it myself. But a drive over a couple of states, in the mountains and long desert stretches, made me feel uneasy. I was confident in our repair, but what if the unexpected happened? A few days later, he called, and my heart skipped a beat. Hi, Don. Just wanted you to know the car drove perfectly, not even a squeak. It's times like this when I love this business. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
Getting old is never easy. Imagine what it must be like for an older animal to lose their home and be left in a kennel wondering if you'll ever know love and companionship again. At Haven Humane, older animals are hard to place but have so much to offer. If you crave unconditional love, check out the older animals and remember PAL's Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion. PAL was an amazing deaf Dalmatian that lived the life we would wish for all of our animals. Haven continues to accept donations to PAL's Fund and continue PAL's legacy.
Hi. I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR 1460 AM on the dial.
It's called the Flot Line, F-L-O-T, Flot Line. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's the Flot Line with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 a.m.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Wednesday, the 9th of March. It is 26 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. 47 degrees, going up to 55 today, but you're going to be looking at rain all day today, all day tomorrow. How about the next day? Yes, all the way through the weekend. Going to look great for the lake, but it's a lot of rain. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793. Here, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, where Bob stopped in yesterday and I stopped in the day before. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans, man's last stronghold. And it is a veteran-owned business.
And best to go on a Tuesday.
Tuesday seems good because Monday's a little crowded.
Mondays get a little busy.
Yeah, they get a little busy. And but, you know, say you get hung up there early, you just head on down to Millie and Kathy's Cafe and go in there and have breakfast or lunch down there on Athens Avenue, a classic cafe. Okay, our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. And what I said was when we left was I wanted to ask the question of, since Anderson is going into the reserve, they're looking at a reserve police.
Mm-hmm.
Is this possibly an answer for the help with the Manning problem with Reading?
No. Yes and no. You know, everybody thinks that, you know, well, you start a reserve program and you get a bunch of retired officers to come back and help out. Well, the key word in retired is tired. You know, they don't want to do it. It is dangerous. And they retire because they're getting older and they don't want to fight with, you know, 22-year-olds hyped up on methamphetamine. When you get kids out of the academy that want to maintain their post certificate, you know, that's a proposition that can be complicated because they have no experience. So now you have to train somebody that you're not going to get that much time out of because they have to have another job too, because reserves are volunteers. So we're looking at a reserve program right now. We've been looking at it. Our policy is done. We have one person right now that already volunteers with the police department. He's a ER doctor, and he works as our SWAT medic. And it would just be a matter of, you know, obviously making him a reserve so he's armed when he's doing that duty. And that's kind of sitting with the Reading Police Officers Association right now. Because
is the union fighting it?
No, not really.
Okay, because the union sees, okay, if we bring in reserve officers, that they're going to be paid less, they're not members of the
union. They're not paid at all. Now, that it varies by department.
Was Anderson going to pay him something?
I don't know. I don't know what Mike's doing. But, you know, SAC PD used to pay the reserves. In Stockton, we didn't. So, you know, it varies by department. But we took care of that by simply putting into the policy that reserve officers won't supplant sworn officer positions. And I see them as a supplement. I would like to use them as a second person in the car. So we improve the safety of our officers while they're out working. The problem with being a reserve is you got to go to court, just like a regular cop. And if you send a reserve out by himself and he's doing cases and other things and he's got a regular job that he's got to hold down, now he's got to leave his regular job to go to court all the time instead of being 115 by the officer that took the primary responsibility for the call. So, you know, there's some complications with that, but I think it would be useful, and I think we can start small and build it to a point where it's manageable, but it's working well for the department.
So the reserve officers have to have a certain amount of training.
Yes.
They've got to be at least two or three, right? Post two or three.
Yes. And I really think, I mean, if you're a young person that's thinking about going to do reserve stuff because you want to do something different, bite the bullet, go to a police academy, because when you get through the reserve academy and you decide, hey, this is what I love, this is what I want to do, you got to go back through another academy. And the training, really, there's a lot of training that goes into becoming a reserve too. So I think it's worth the investment. You know, if you're for sure, like the doc, that you're not going to go into full-time police work, then go ahead and do a reserve academy. But if becoming a reserve is something you want to do to experiment, you might as well bite the bullet and do the full academy. So if you do decide.
The VA pays for that, right?
Yeah, GI Bill will pay GI for Bill. Police academies. Yes, they will.
Okay. Yeah, people that want free college educations. There's that policy has been in effect since I think 1947. Mm-hmm. Just join the military.
First. Well, and you know, one of the things that we've seen is that our lateral pool of officers that are willing to leave their departments and come to the Reading Police Department has slowed significantly to almost a grinding halt. We have been able to get a couple of laterals that started this week, and they're great guys. I mean, one of them is a 17-year veteran of another agency. He's been a gang detective, a homicide detective. So those are few and far between, but his wife has family here, and they want to raise their kids here, so that's why he came.
But he's got 17 years in. I mean, he could retire in what, 5 years?
No, you got to – I mean, well, he's got to hit 50, so it depends on what age you come into the department. He's got to work till he's 55. Okay. So, you know, but he also costs me nothing to train. You know, he's a guy I hire and I stick right on the street. But we're looking right now at opening the option of recruits. The hard part about that is I only get so many positions by budget. And one of those positions is a kid in the academy. He's not working the street. It's 6 months to get through an academy. It's 6 months to get through an FTO. So when you start going to recruit level and sending kids to the academy, you got to understand that you've got a year from the time you hire them till you get a solo beat officer on the other end.
And anything can happen during that time beat, too.
Well, you know, we've had some that have come into the program and out of the academy that are academy graduates hit the street and say, yeah, this is too real for me. I quit. This is scary.
I know the Highway Patrol starts out with a huge number of people, but only graduates a very small number by the time they get it through all of the background checks, all the oral exams and written exams and physical part. And so I imagine that hiring a lateral is easier.
It's a lot easier, but you got to be careful, too, because you may get somebody that's somebody else's problem that they want to push
that
off
they're
on
not,
you.
And so. They're not going to tell you a thing about it. Now, what about, you know, let's talk about that. One of the questions is okay, so we bump it up to 10 per shift. Not unreasonable, I don't think. We still don't have any place to put them. We still don't work underneath these same laws. You don't agree with that, you know, because in the past, you've not agreed with saying, well, we don't have any place to put them, so why do we need more officers?
Well, I do think it's a balance. I think it's a balance between, you know, properly staffing the police department, increasing our capacity in jails, but also increasing our capacity to deal with those that shouldn't necessarily be in the criminal justice system. And that's where we go to that crisis stabilization unit, mental health outpatient, and sobering center drug treatment facility, because that's a large part of this problem that we're dealing with has to do with mental health and drug addiction.
How much of the chronic homeless are you spending time with?
You know, it's hard for us to get statistics on that. I mean, I ran arrests, but I have to run arrests by either name or address. We don't have a checkbox that says transient to where I can track that in the current system. But when we ran four addresses where people, you know, we can run homeless, transient as address, we can run the Good News Rescue Mission, or we can run general delivery. The problem is a lot of our homeless also use their parents' address or P.O. boxes and other things, and not everyone that says general delivery is homeless. So, this, you know, with that caveat, the statistics are kind of screwed. But when I run those four addresses, it's somewhere around 60 to 65% of our arrests.
Do you see the need for a we've talked about this. Do you see the need for a sobering center?
Absolutely. I really don't think that the sobering center is going to save us a ton of jail space, because typically what's going to jail, we do about 1,000, just under 1,000 arrests for public intoxication without a resisting arrest. Obviously, if they're intoxicated.
How many?
About 1,000.
A year.
But that's not 1,000 people. That's 1,000 arrests. So we've got one guy we arrested 25 times in a year.
I know, but that's, you know, still 1,000 arrests.
Still 1,000 bookings.
That's 1,000. That's 1,000
bookings.
How many hours is that?
It's about an hour, hour and a half to book somebody at jail.
So 1,200 hours officers spend on booking
When you think about a sobering center, think of it this way. You know, that's 1,000 calls for service out of 95,000 that the Reading Police Department, just under 95,000 we handled last year. So is a sobering center an investment in not having more police officers? No, it's not. Is it an investment? Now, this is the point I made at the Board of Supervisors yesterday. Is it an investment in not needing to build jails? No, it's not. It's an investment in the lives of people that are addicted. That's the way you look at it. If we have the capacity, let's say that we take, let's say it's that 1,000 arrests is only 100 individuals. What if we have success getting 5% of them a year off of drugs and alcohol, so we don't have to go deal with them again? Yes, that's a savings of time for the police department, but think of what you've done for the life of that person that's no longer addicted and is on the straight and narrow now. So when we talk about a sobering center, let's talk about, you know, how it's an investment in people's lives and trying to get them the help that they need.
Okay, now here's what I'm looking at is you're saying it's an hour and a half per booking for a person that's obviously under the influence of drugs or alcohol. You pick one up, he's wandering down the street or she's wandering down the street. You pick them up, take them over to the sobering center. They've agreed to go, first of all, to go to the sobering mm-hmm. center. You come in, you walk in, you hand them off, you leave. That's not an hour and a half.
That's right.
That's 10, 15 minutes.
Right.
Okay, and then at that point, they're back on the beat. Now, I think that right there in itself says I've saved 1,000 hours of police time. I put 1,000 hours of police time
right.
back on the streets. Now, the point, though, of a sobering center, unlike a place that just just houses people, is they want to start working with the person. At least they can get them off the street for a day. And then if they do want to help themselves, then I think then that sobering center should be the first step into that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that sobering center's got to have, you know, direct linkage to our local drug treatment programs like Empire Recovery Center and
right.
the Good News Rescue Mission and Visions of the Cross, because there's medical detox beds at Empire Recovery Center.
And I was told by somebody high in the administration of our city said, the city's not going to take the lead on this. The city is not going to take the lead on building a sober. This has got to come from the community. Now, the city will assist.
It is very much a social services aspect.
It is
and really not a lot of social services stuff in
the city. The city is not going to get into this. Yeah.
So, you know, whether it's county social services or whether it's a nonprofit or whether it's, you know, supported by the city, you know, that part of it still has to be determined. But I'm a big supporter of, in criminal justice, we can't force people to make decisions. So our job, I think, and our ethical responsibility is to give people the opportunity to make the decision to change their lives. I can't change it for them.
No, and that's what we strongly agree with. This is the problem I had with housing the chronically homeless, that they don't have to stop drinking. They don't have to stop using drugs. They just continue to be supported by our society.
The argument of Housing First is that it's actually cheaper to do that than to not. The difference between the model we were talking about and the model that Utah has is Utah centralizes those people
right.
and centralizes the treatment and centralizes the housing.
It also has the backing of the government and the church,
which is
one and the same in Utah in many cases.
The problem is, too, and part of the resistance is the transportation is an issue for these folks. So let's say we stick them in apartment complex B over here, and we have one in apartment complex C and one in D, but we're not going to force them to stop using drugs. Now, what have you done to the quality of life of the other people that live in that apartment complex?
That's right.
So that's one problem. That's why you have a centralized place. Second of all, I think it's easier for a case manager to walk up and say, hey, Sally, it's time to come down for counseling. Let's go downstairs and have them go downstairs as opposed to calling and saying, Sally, you need to get on bus A to transfer to bus B to get to your treatment.
I strongly agree with this. But I also think is if there is nothing in there that says you need to help yourself, then Sally, it's time to come down for your treatment. And Sally goes, well, I'd like to, except I'm too drunk and I'm not going to. So there. And you can't throw me out of here. Anyway, hey, we got to take a break here. It's about 14 minutes until the hour of 9 o'clock. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti.
If you have any questions, do call in 605-4567. In our last 15 minutes of our program here on KCNR 1460, we'll see you after the break.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Mews with Northern Lights Energy. The ethanol-free 93 is ready for the lawnmowers and weed eaters and chainsaw folks, so come by and try it out. Cody says bring those barbecue bottles in and get them filled up, or we have the exchange program. We have another load of Clear Pearl come in for all the portable heaters and the red kerosene for the others. Our Toyo Tommy heaters and on-demand hot water heaters are being installed all the time by Johnny, so give him a call. Northern Lights Energy. For deliveries to homes, job site, and ranches. If you need it, we bring it, including bulk oil deliveries. In Corning, stop and see Robin. In Weaverville, get a hold of Joe. In Redding, the rest of the crew. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids?
We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Hi, I'm Mary McCurdy, and I represent Properties by Merit. We are a locally owned full-service real estate firm. Whether you are buying or selling, I can help. Call me today at 949-1550 or check out my website at marymccurdy.com. At Properties by Merit, we make your dreams become reality. Call or text me at 949-1550.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Bott at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome on this fabulous Wednesday day to KCNR 1460. Last portion of our show here. And another one bites. Where are we going to bite this morning?
Bites the dust.
I don't know. There's no dust in the air with
another
this
one,
rain.
You know,
bites the mud.
Bites the mud.
Currently 47 degrees in downtown. Flava beans. 55 degrees is going to be our high. Lows of 49. Don't ask where my head's going. But anyway, our guest this morning is Chief Paletti. Good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning. You just got yourself all flustered, didn't you? Weather Report's always brought to you by
Gas. My mind moves faster than my mouth.
Yeah, she has the Gas Propane. Give him a call at 365-3793, a veteran-owned business right here in town. Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti is our guest. Now, tomorrow, Trish Clark will be here, and we'll have Senator Maurice Johannesson.
Oh, wonderful.
And Mojo's in a battle, and you got to hear what's going on here.
He'll
be on
passionate.
Tomorrow. Yeah,
love
we got
it.
A lot of things happening tomorrow. Again, here with Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti. Let's go to the phones. Dave, good morning. Do you have a question for the chief?
Hi, this is Dave, and my question is, has the chief planned for the cuts he's going to have to make in 2 months? California's last tax increase made it much more dependent on the performance of the stock market than ever before. We are in uncharted territory. Last year, the S&P 500 was flat, and we're used to it going up more than 10%. Last year, 70% of investors lost money, and the state controller's office is already out with very disappointing results for January. And I think by March, the state is going to be in fiscal crisis due to all the people like me deducting their capital losses for 2015.
Okay, Dave. Thank you.
Well, we have a 2-year budget that's set right now. Obviously, you know, we always watch and have to see. I mean, I really don't do, you know, the city's overall budget, but there's a lot we watch with sales tax and property tax values, and that's really how the city, you know, gets the funding into it. As far as, you know, the general budget discussion over stock markets and you know, income tax and those things, that really kind of is a city manager question, not necessarily a police chief question, because, you know, I take a budget and I move with that. So, you know, I don't really know the answer to that because I honestly don't study all of this.
Well, I think that what everybody's saying, you're reading these things where people, you know, it's all starting to come apart and the wheels are coming off with a lot of the investments. And even though they say that there's more money coming in, is that really true? But again, that's, you're right. That's a city manager, and you're just, you know, here's your budget, and you're gonna have to get by with it. Okay, you know what? One of the things I think we'd be remiss in not mentioning this is that in a period of time, in 1 month, we had 7 police officers in this country get killed and others shot in a period of like 1 month.
And yeah, we've had, I think the number's up to 15 since the first of the year.
Okay,
is
yeah.
What it is.
Yeah, 15 since January 1st, and it's what, March 9th right now. But 7 in that 1 month, mm-hmm. including the first day on the job for a former Marine.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just laid to rest here last week. What's going on? I mean, is it around here, we've seen it looks like an uptick in violence. When we see, you know, people are doing things to each other, stabbing each other, shooting each other, those kind of things.
Total violent crime numbers have stayed relatively steady in Reading for quite some time. There
yeah.
was a spike, you know, in the early 90s, Bob Blankenship with the gangs, and Bob Blankenship, to his credit, you know, took care of that problem.
Yeah.
We're not seeing a huge increase in violent crime statistics in Reading. However, the violence towards the police officers has been going up, and we're compiling those statistics for 2015 to see.
I know that you got like 10%. One time you got 10% people hurt from fighting, right?
Right. Most of it's from fighting. I mean, there are, you know, other circumstances, you know, chronic, you know, back problems, which are consistent with cops, and we do things to try to prevent that. We've got new outer vests, so when they get in the office, they can take the heavy bulletproof vest off. We've got, you know, suspenders that go under that to get the weight off of the belt off onto their shoulders and off of their waists and things that we're taking to deal with some of the chronic issues. But
yeah.
most of the issues we have, especially due to knee, back, and shoulder surgeries, are from fighting with those that are specifically those that are high on methamphetamine because they're so violent.
The cameras, the body cameras,
uh-huh.
that's come back. Or that's still going on with that. How's that progressing?
My policy is done. I've got 3 to 4 vendors that are willing to give us a couple of cameras and help us with cloud storage so that we can do the test of the system and evaluate which of the vendors' product we actually like the best, that works best for the officers. I want to get some volunteers and do the pilot and rotate those cameras around. Right now it's in a negotiation phase with the union in personnel. So I'm waiting for them to come to that agreement, and then we can start the pilot.
Okay. Sex trafficking, they've come up with an ordinance, the people that anti-sex trafficking. Have you seen that yet?
Yeah, I have. And my concern with the massage parlor ordinance is like the sit lie and everything else. An ordinance without enforcement is called paper. And we really... You know, we keep passing laws, but, you know, I don't have extra people to go do those enforcements. So, you know, I think that we have an issue with massage parlors in town. We don't know until we get into them whether or not we have a problem with sex trafficking. And those are very difficult cases to deal with. Most of the Asian massage parlors, you know, those girls, if they are brought to the United States and talking with the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security, they still have family where they came from. And when you do, the easiest inlet into any sex trafficking organization is the prostitute herself. Although we need to make a cultural shift in law enforcement to stop thinking about them as criminals and start thinking about them as exploited victims. But the easiest way to get into that society or that operation is the female. And they don't talk. And that's going to be the challenge when we get into those investigations. But like I said, I mean, we don't have resources right now.
I think you wouldn't have any problem with all the reserve police on something like this to go in and
yeah,
to see if they were.
Well, but it's not just that. It's a matter of, you know, the training that we have to give the officers, because we don't have anybody experienced in doing vice operations.
Right.
It's sending them to a place like San Francisco that's doing these all the time so they can work with the vice unit and get that experience so we don't blow the investigation.
So many people are involved in thinking about this and wanting to have some, because sex trafficking is a problem here in Reading.
Well, we know that the potential for prostitution is a problem. We've had one sex trafficking case.
Okay.
And that's where you're gonna be able to build the sex trafficking, is when you find the victim that's willing to talk. And that's the challenge that the FBI, the Homeland Security, and everyone else is doing these, is finding, is that these girls won't talk because these linkages go all the way back to China or wherever they came from, and they have family members there, and they won't talk because that culture doesn't talk, and you get the person that's going to get hurt on the other end if they do.
Okay.
So they're difficult investigations to put together.
Okay, we got like a minute and a half. Last thoughts here? For this day.
One of the things that we're working on right now is a strategic plan that's recommended in the blueprint. We are going to do a town hall meeting. We're looking for a venue right now that would be large enough. So I'll pick up the town hall meetings again at the end of March, And then probably in May at the second town hall meeting of the year, we'll unveil the strategic plan and get community feedback from that. And then after we get the community feedback, then we'll finalize the document in June or July.
Okay.
Well, let's keep everybody posted here on KCNR 1460. So happy to have you as our special guest this morning, Chief. Always.
Thank you.
It's always great to hear what's going on.
Now, the chief has also been, you know, they auctioned off a trap shoot and an Italian dinner with the police chief here at the One Safe Place and made lots of money on that.
Yeah, we did another dinner at the Reading School of the Arts, and I'm cooking that one for those folks on Friday night. So,
well, I tell you, know, Dr. Taggart, who bought this one, you're in for a great lunch. Rob can cook. You know, it's almost embarrassing he cooks so well. You know, so you know, you always have maybe a job afterwards.
Yeah. Paulettis.
Okay. Hey, everybody. Everybody have a great day. Be careful out there. Be careful out there in the rain and all that. If you see the Scooby-Doo van going by, just, you know, be aware that that's probably been a stolen van now as it goes by.
Okay.
Tomorrow, Senator Maurice Johannesson and Trish Clark. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Stands my ground. Won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from
news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. After winning three of yesterday's four Republican primaries, Donald Trump suggesting that he is the best thing to happen to the GOP in a long time.
There's tremendous positive energy in this party. You know, we're setting records going to the polls, records, 65% up. Millions and millions of people, some people have never voted before, and they're voting for Trump.
From NBC's Today Show, after winning Mississippi's primary, Hillary Clinton has more than half the delegates she needs to capture the Democratic presidential nomination. While Bernie Sanders did take Michigan, he is still far behind Clinton in the delegate count.
I would say Michigan has kept the chance of Bernie winning alive, but if I were to put a bet on it, I would still be placing my money on Hillary Clinton.
Analyst Jacob Parakili, the head of the ISIS chemical weapons program, captured by U.S. Special Ops Forces in Iraq. That's according to two senior Iraqi intelligence.